Chapter 7 Taln 2 He arrived with the high storm. The summer storm was furious in its passing, a tempest of wind and rain enveloped by a mantle of black clouds. The guards of El Aram's massive iron wall huddled in their cloaks, seeking shelter in towers or crouched beside wet battlements. And when the storm had passed, raging toward the western horizon, the guards stood to find a solitary figure standing before the city gates. Muscular, with dark tanned skin, he wore only a makeshift loincloth. His long, matted hair dripped from the storm water, and his head was bowed, his face hidden, his posture slumped. He seemed almost ready to collapse. To his side he held a bright silvery weapon, point down, with the tip stuck into the stone, his hand resting on the pommel. The size, sheen, and beauty of the sword made its nature apparent even from the top of the wall. A shard blade. The guards regarded their captain questioningly, a couple fingering forearms wrapped and tied with cloth glyph wards sewn by their wives. Men did not travel during high storms, especially in the summer when storm wights and other creatures were said to roam. The guard captain peeked over the side of the wall. The stranger had not moved. He stood in a puddle of water, not shivering, despite the cool mountain breeze. The city gates had been closed for the storm, as per tradition. Tradition also held, however, that no one should be forbidden entrance into the city, especially not a nobleman with a shard blade. The captain nodded to the others, who moved to crank the gate open. As they did, he ran over to his office and dug out his own glyph ward, sewn with a glyph he did not recognize, but his wife said stood for holiness. He held up the square of white cloth. He usually avoided appearing superstitious before his men. He tied it on anyway. The walls of Rel Aram no longer shone. Taln frowned, resting his hand on glyphing as the city gates crept open, careful not to push on the sword too hard, lest it sink into the stone. His mind was still muddled. His memory was like a lake thick with crom, and many images were still difficult to distinguish. The walls, they were steel, crafted from gigantic blocks of stone that had been remade by awakeners during the sixth epoch. The oath-packed kings kept them polished, a glistening symbol of their bond. Yet they shone no more, not like he remembered. They were dull and dark. Was it his memory that was wrong? No. No, while many things were fuzzy, this was clear. He could picture the walls of the city, picture them shining in the sunlight just before... when? When he had left during the eighth return, the last time he had seen them. After that, he had died at the keep of Velitol. Perhaps he had failed. Perhaps the city had fallen. How long had it been? How long since his death? 1 century? 2? What would have happened to mankind if he had failed?
What happens to them if I fail?
He smelled smoke. The massive wall before him burst into flames, fire shining high into the sky like a beacon. He wavered, slumping to his knees. He could hear the screaming, horrible, bestial yells.
If I fail, if I fail...
The flames spread to the stone around him, burning everything, their heat oppressive. The smoke twisted and curled, and he could sense something dark within those fires, something moving closer. Coming, coming.
No,
Taln told himself, forcing himself to his feet.
No, I did not fail. I held Velitol long enough before they killed me. I must have. If I'd failed, mankind would be dead. There would be no return. I would no longer exist. There are men on the top of that wall. You did not fail.
The fires withdrew. The wall was doused and returned to a dull gray, and the screams withdrew, growing soft, then silent. He stumbled forward toward the open gates. A couple of guards stood just inside, watching with apprehensive eyes.
"State your name and rank for the city registers, my lord," the lead guard sputtered.
He wore a dark leather vest and carried a spear. Taln paused. A spear?
"What foolishness is this? That will be useless against Hothan limbs. Where is his hammer?"
He had much work to do, but this was a matter to discuss with kings, not guards.
"My lord?"
the man asked uncertainly, several other guards moving to back him up. The guard's accent was very difficult to understand. That in itself was a clue as to how long Taln had been gone. Fortunately, despite the strange accent, there was something in Taln's mind that immediately began adjusting for the language difference, as it had done so often before.
"Kings,"
Taln croaked, his voice sore,
"gather the oath pact."
The guards regarded each other uncertainly. Had they misunderstood him?
"The oath pact kings,"
Taln repeated.
"Leaders of the Epic Kingdoms, the return has begun. I must speak with them."
"The oath pact?" the lead guard asked.
"My lord, you must be mistaken. This city belongs to Alethkar."
Alethkar. The name was familiar. Taln raised a hand to his head, rubbing his temple.
Alethkar. Bajardin's kingdom.
This city belongs to Alethkar. That was not right.
He had trouble remembering why, but he knew it was not right. There should have been 10 kings, not one.
"Take me to the king,"
Taln said, stepping forward. The guard moved forward to block him, and Taln reacted instantly. Glyphing flashed, shearing the tip from the man's spear, then stopping beside his neck. Taln paused. This man only did his duty. Taln withdrew the sword, stumbling slightly.
"I am sorry,"
Taln said, lowering Glyphing. The guard exhaled slowly, his eyes wide as he regarded the end of his broken spear. The walls, the spears. Something was very wrong. The world had changed while Taln had been gone. There was a way. He could almost picture it, a scene with him and the others addressing the oath-packed kings. It had been Jezrian's idea.
"The sign,"
Taln whispered.
"Please tell me you remember the Ballad of the Return."
"The Ballad of the Return?" the guard asked, reaching down to finger a cloth-written glyph tied around his arm with two black strings. "Which one?"
"Any of them,"
Taln said.
"They mention a law, a duty all kings must perform. They must allow me to give them the sign. Your religion, Vornism, it teaches of this, yes? Vornism still exists, I hope. It teaches of me as well."
"My lord? I am a good Vorin, but..."
the guard trailed off.
"You can't mean to say that..."
"I am Taln al-Elin,"
Taln said.
"Herald of the Almighty, one of 10 who saw the dawn of this world. The time of return has come again."